We're up to the mitzvah, 186th mitzvah, and that is that we have a mitzvah to destroy the city that has gone after paganism, to burn it down to the core, not even to take any loot. The 187th mitzvah is to fight the seven nations, not to leave them within the land of Israel. The 188th mitzvah is to go against the descendants of Amalek, even though they're allowed to convert, then obviously we don't have that mitzvah, but so long as they are Amalek, we have a mitzvah to fight them. The 189th mitzvah is to remember on a consistent basis on what Amalek did to us, and the 190th mitzvah is to go in accordance with the mitzvahs of the Torah when we have a war that is a voluntary war. It's not a milchemet mitzvah. It's a war that we were allowed to do, but not commanded to do. So then the Torah says, first you have to offer them peace, you have to work with the system of the Torah. The 191st mitzvah is to anoint a special kohen, a special priest that leads us to war and gives that famous speech. The 192nd mitzvah is that when we go to war, our camps will have a designated area where people relieve themselves. 193 is the mitzvah that we have among our tools when we go to war, we have a shovel so that people can cover up what their needs after they relieve themselves. The 194th mitzvah is to return something that we stole. If someone took something from someone else, they have a special mitzvah to give it back. And finally, the 195th mitzvah is to give charity. Patoch tiftach yadecha. Open, you should open your hands. So what do we see today? To destroy the Ira Nidachat, the pagan city, to fight the seven nations, to fight Amalek, to remember what Amalek did to us, to when we do voluntary war, to go in accordance with the laws of the Torah, to anoint the Kohen to lead us to war, to set up a designated area where people relieve themselves, to have a shovel to cover what people relieve themselves, to give back something that one stole, and to give charity.